Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. So there was this little boy who was promised a puppy on his 10th birthday. So the 10th birthday came, and all the family went to the pet store. And the little boy looks at all the little cages with these puppies, and he kept looking and looking, and he sees one. It's a mutt. It's not that pretty or handsome, but that little puppy is wagging its tail so hard. That's the one I want. And the parents say, "Ooh, why do you want that puppy?" "Because it has a happy ending." The happy ending that God has given us is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the son of James, the other women, and the apostles did not fully understand what this happy ending was when they went to the tomb and they saw that it was empty. But when Peter looked in and saw the empty tomb and the linens lying there, he left amazed. And yet, he didn't understand his own amazement. He was just amazed. We all have experiences of amazement. The amazement of a newborn baby. All of a sudden, new life has emerged and gasps for new breath. Another moment of amazement is also at the time of death. Sometimes a loved one has been unconscious, it seems, unresponsive. And there you stand, and all of a sudden, your loved one who has been doing nothing and not able to acknowledge you, all of a sudden, you see them open their eyes and they look up. Or the loved one might reach out, and then all of a sudden, they take their last breath and they're gone. And it seems because you just saw them look up, that's where they went. They went forward. They passed on. And you are standing there in amazement that you saw this last moment when they who hadn't been doing any form of acknowledgement all of a sudden opened their eyes, and then they took their last breath. Another moment of amazement can be if you've been to the Grand Canyon. You go there, and you look at these walls with stripes of color from all the eras of geology, and you can't even see the ending. But you stand there in amazement. When I was a little girl, I planted some radish seeds at my grandfather's house. Little girl, looking down at the ground, my grandfather and I would water, and pretty soon a little green stubble, and then a little more, and then leaves, and then the crown of the radish. And I looked in amazement at the growth of a radish. So on that morning, when Peter left in amazement, after seeing the linens lying there, and in the Gospel of John, we also have that story where the linens were lying there, I've often said to myself, "Why didn't they take the linens and say, 'Look, But they didn't. And the amazing thing is we are here today because they didn't take the proof. It was in who they were and are. Their amazement began to be the message. How they were, that is how it spread. What they said, that God has given us a happy ending. It is the living Jesus. And how they were is because we are here. That's why we're here. That amazement caught fire and the message grew. The next 7 Sundays, you will hear Jesus' appearances to these first people who did not understand. In fact, called it an idle story. But his appearances began to help them understand they were involved in the living Jesus. And they were being transformed into the message. A couple of weeks ago, our fabulous Sunday school director, Kate Buchan, was in the office and brought in a big box. And I was standing there, and Mary and Elaine, and Kate opens this box and looks in amazement and began to pull out signs for the Easter egg hunt today. Well done signs. Hello. Arrows of where to go for the Easter egg hunt. Great signs. So I said, Kate, can I borrow one? So I borrowed this sign that says, find new life in Jesus. And I said, that is amazing. That's the message of the happy ending. I'll put it here. There. So I borrowed this sign, and that led me to remember a story. A story from the Middle East, where Jesus came from. There was Brahman in heaven with lesser gods, and they were bemoaning the fact that these human beings didn't understand or appreciate human dignity, human divinity. They didn't appreciate human divinity. So they decided, you know, we better take this human divinity and hide it. So nothing happens to it, so it's always safe. So Brahman and the gods discuss, where are we going to hide human divinity? So some gods suggest, dig a deep hole in the earth. Well, the other gods said, nah, humans will someday dig in that same place and find it, and they're not going to know what to do with it. Some other gods said, well, then put it in the ocean, really deep. Others said, nah, someday they'll find it in the ocean and not know what to do with it. Others said, well, let's put it on the highest mountain. Nah, someday they'll climb the highest mountain and they'll find it and not know what to do with it. And then Brahman said, ah, I know. We'll put human divinity in a human being. They'll never think of looking there. 2,000 years ago, Jesus experienced the divine within himself. And that is what he shared. And that was the invitation. Come alive in the human divinity of my new life in you. That is the happy ending. and just the beginning. That all of us have new life in Jesus Christ right within ourselves. It was found by Jesus Christ and set free. Now, we are the ones that are meant to be the witnesses of this amazing, amazing life. It's our turn now to have such an energy, such a joy, such a witness that Christianity spreads through us as it started 2,000 years ago. It is our turn. It's a happy beginning. And today is the day the Lord has made for us to spread. Amen.